Over that sort of 15-year period that we've been following these people up, fashions have changed, and people have talked about using imiquimod. That's very popular in the genital tract, to use Aldara imiquimod, which is an immunomodulator on HPV-related dysplasia. And it does get rid of the disease, but it's blooming painful. And we have given it to some of our patients with AIN3, most of whom have rung up complaining about how painful it was a few days later. But some of the gynecologists and certainly the STD doctors do use it, and I think it's probably about managing patients' expectations. Some of the literature says that it works well to cause the lesions to regress, but when you stop using it, they come back. That's probably more a reflection of the underlying HPV infection. There's also been a fashion for using photodynamic therapy to ablate AIN3 lesions, and we have tried that, but using lasers on the perianal skin and photodynamic therapy is also extremely painful. It's not, we've found it impossible to do without giving the patient a general anesthetic or a spinal, and afterwards the patient that we treated with photodynamic therapy required a PCA analgesia for 24 hours. It's not. I don't think that that's really a good way to treat something. It's got quite a low invasive potential or low risk of malignant change. The dermatologists who we work quite closely with are ambivalent in their opinions about the use of imiquimod and photodynamic therapy. They use those two therapies quite happily on lesions elsewhere on the body, but on the perianal skin, most of them recognize that actually it is likely to be quite painful. And then it's been difficult to get one of them to be enthusiastic about helping us with these treatments.